Ghost is over.
Oh, thank
it's over, everybody.
We can rest.
The terrible curse has been lifted. The endless night is over.
We can all go home.
This week we watched the last episode of Kamen Rider Ghost and Animal Sentai Jyuojirō episode 31.
Alright, so you wanna...
I believe.
You believe. Would you like to get started?
Don't send an email correcting me.
Don't you fucking dare, whether I'm right or not.
Jeff, I'm always right.
Do you wanna get started with Ghost?
Yeah, let's get this over with, man. Once it's done, we're fucking done.
Okay, let's get going. Okay, so the episode starts, the Gammaizers are all dead, everything's resolved. And Javert comes to the temple to train, and Takeru's going back to school, and Alan paints the sky, and Makoto says...
Yeah, when the fuck did he learn how to paint?
I don't fucking know. Makoto says he's gonna go to the Ganma world to help Alan, like, rebuild. I figured they'd just bring everybody to the human world, but no, they're staying there, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But the meat of this episode is about this child that comes through a golden portal, and he says, I need the power to change the future. And he gets... the Shakariki sports video game Gachette, and he's like, this must be fucking it. This must be the thing I've been looking for. And he runs around with it, and Genom chases him, and he ends up at the temple, and he's like, I'm looking for Takeru Tenkuji. Do you know how to change the future? I have this video game. And he says, I don't know, kid. And then they get chased into a forest, and there's a big fight, and X-Aid shows up. They fight some bugsters, and Makoto and Alan go back to the Ganma world. And then they fight some bugsters, and then they fight, and X-Aid appears, and they high-five, and he gets the fucking X-Aid icon, and then Genom has one final little cameo, and the kid is happy. They tell the kid that he can change the future after all, without a video game, and the kid says, well, that's pretty cool, and he goes through a portal. The end. Jeff, what did you think of the fucking climactic finale to Kamen Rider Ghost?
Isn't it a little early to be like, watch our movie, when the movie just got like announced?
They jump right on that. If you know Toei.
Like, this is the preview to the movie plot. Like, that kid is gonna be Takeru's son from the future.
Oh, Christ.
Because when he's disappearing, he says, thank you, and then he mouths some words that I think are Otosen.
Oh, God.
Which means father.
I didn't notice that.
He mouths something, and okay. It's gonna be the plot of the movie. It's gonna be the fucking surprise future again.
I need to change the future so I'm never fucking born to this Takeru guy.
Yeah, what a terrible father Takeru would make.
I have to split up him and, I don't know, Akari, I guess?
I don't know. You forgot about, like, the meat and potatoes of this episode, which is people standing around in groups talking about how great Takeru is.
It opens! The first scene in the episode is them standing over... a fucking Ryu's grave, talking about what a fucking fantastic dude Takeru is. Jeff, would you kill me if I said I liked this episode?
I wouldn't kill you, I'd be confused.
Because there were some things that I really liked about it.
What?
Well, X-Aid, namely. But
well, yeah, I fucking loved X-Aid's part.
But
I
also...
loved the shit out of it.
it was great. But also, I really liked that we got to see the characters as normal people just once. You have to
I wouldn't
physically,
call them normal people.
Well, like, you see him in a normal situation, you have to physically remove the Ganma, but it's like, I feel like I was missing all these scenes during the actual show of them just being people. Like, fucking...
You mean the party scene?
No,
that was, like, the most stilted, weird-ass...
Not the party scene. The party scene was awful, but, like, the bit where Takeru is studying, and Akari's helping him study, and he's like, I gotta take a break, oh, I'm sorry, and Alan...
We saw his, like, actual fucking, like... What are the his lazy,
he's carefree,
shiftless personality that he was supposed
back.
To have the whole time?
Yeah, you finally see it just a little bit in that scene, and you get to see Alan painting, and it's just like these little bits after the show ended that I was like, well, I wish you could have little scenes like this during the show to flesh these characters out. It's like
there wasn't enough time, Liam.
Oh no, yeah, you have
it was
to,
so jam packed.
You got to make space for all the Ganmizers. I feel like. This was an ending to a decent show that just I never saw.
This episode was poop shit and I hated it, Liam.
Wow, okay.
I loved X-Aid and Genom's part. Genmu.
No one knows yet.
I like Genom better.
I like Genom. It reminds me not of Ganma. So
exactly.
I'll take Genom.
Yeah, Genom. We'll say that until we see the show, or see the actual romanization.
Watch.
We'll probably still call it Genom.
Watch, it's going to be like Ryuki, where nobody actually says each other's rider names, and you just never find out.
Well, Genom's part was great when he tried to murder a child.
Mm-hmm, that was cool.
And that was very cool.
So cool, murdering this kid.
And X-Aid's part was excellent, and I got like a fucking happiness boner when he jumped and it made a sound effect every time. That was perfect.
It's the whole episode, or at least part of the episode, the best part, acts as a little preview to X-Aid of like, here's what the action's gonna be like. And it plays a couple of music tracks from X-Aid as well, which I especially really liked. This is, early on, they play like this sort of mysterious piano bit, which I loved, and then the action music, of course, we've kind of already heard from the trailers and stuff. But I like the music. I like X-Aid's music so far, what we've heard of it.
I like how, I thought the video game theme to X-Aid was going to be very, like, cursory. It was going to be, like, very, like, surface level.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, interweaving all this depth of video game knowledge that X-Aid's platformer form uses a hammer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, very Donkey Kong.
Very
like,
Kong,
Super
yes.
Mario
yeah.
Brothers. And he, like, creates these, the Bugsters do or something, creates, like, platform blocks.
Yeah, that he
in the
jumps
air
on.
On the ground. And he, like, jumped on one and broke it, and a fucking power-up came out of it. The icon. That was amazing.
Oh, that was pretty cool. So there's a fucking X-Aid icon now. How much you want to bet yeah. the Ghost Driver doesn't have sounds for that?
It will.
No, it won't.
It won't. The toy doesn't, but the show
yeah.
will have sounds for it.
No, they'll insert it in the show, but I mean, fucking, or in the movie when it appears, but fucking, little kids are gonna buy this, and they're not gonna realize that when the belt was made, X-Aid was but a twinkle in John Toei's eye.
No refunds.
No refunds.
That's above the doors at Toei headquarters. No refunds. In English and Japanese.
Just so you know.
This episode wasn't, like, offensive or anything. It had a lot of dumbass fucking shit in it.
Everything
every
with
episode
the kid.
Of Ghost did.
Everything
yeah.
with the kid was pretty stupid. The party with you, like you said, was a very stilted, weird scene.
Yeah, my problem with the whole episode is that the kid's never explained. It's not a plot that seems like it's gonna get picked up in anything besides the fucking movie now. It's out of nowhere and then goes nowhere and then disappears into nothing.
I see,
and that's the final episode.
I hadn't thought about it being continued in the movie, and I don't know if that makes me hate it more or less.
That makes me hate it a little less.
A little less?
I don't know, because this is fucking heinous to have the last episode of your show be the Watch Our Movie episode.
The movie.
For a movie that's in pre-production.
The movie is in December. The fucking episode is about it now. That's fucking, it's shooting now.
That's
fucking ridiculous.
Insane. And the kid was awful. Child actors
he's
are terrible.
He's a child actor, yeah, it's to be expected.
A little fucking Hiroshi from the future. I don't care what his real name is.
Little whatever.
He comes back to the past and he's like, I want the power to change the future. And he says that once or twice.
Hmm.
And he also says the future can't be changed a bunch of times. He doesn't say the power to change the future. He says the power to change the world.
Yeah, that's it.
And he says, you are the guy who changed the world, right? And Takeru is like, yeah. And then for the rest of the episode, he's like, the world can't be changed, you punk bitch.
I think you're lying. When you tell me about all these Ganma adventures.
Why did you ask him if he was the guy who changed the world if you don't believe the world can be changed?
Well, obviously, the only thing that can change the world is this video game about riding a bike.
Of course.
Of course. Not ghost powers.
Ghost was shit, and X-Aid looks like it's gonna be good, so I'm with the kid.
I love
that Genom shoots a bullet, an energy bullet, at a small child's head from afar. Like, he tries to snipe this fucking kid and kill him.
While they're both distracted, I'll blow his fucking brains out. Let's get him. If they try to paint him like he's some kind of tragic villain or something, I'm not buying it.
It's gonna be tough now. Like, he tried to murder a child. You tried to snipe a child from across a forest. You didn't even try and face that child in single combat. You tried to snipe him.
He did not even have the balls to look that 10-year-old in the eye when he killed him. From behind some trees, he was gonna curve the shot.
It's, this is like the movie preview of the next Rider, though, where the personalities aren't going to match up whatsoever to actual show.
No, not at all.
Like, X8 almost seems a little bit dickish in this.
Yeah, a little.
And I don't think he's going to be like that at all. He looks like a big fucking goof. But then in the preview, it says that he is the most, like, lovable guy, except when he plays video games, which makes me think he's going to be a griefer. Is that a phrase that kids still use? That's from, like, griefer? When I was younger.
I think they call them trolls now.
Fuck that. Trolls are, like, internet things, not video game things.
Well, you can troll someone through a video game.
Nah, you grief.
You grief. Yeah. I think the thing with X8 is that he's gonna be, like, a sort of hapless loser.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like those type of characters.
Yeah. Reminds me of myself.
I can self-insert.
I think the reason why he came off as a bit of a dick in this one is because he has to be showy. You know, this is his time to shine. They gotta show him off, so they had to sell you.
Wouldn't that be great if he had, like, the Peter Parker thing where, like, the anonymity of his superhero form turns him into, like, a loudmouth who just trash talks everybody?
That'd be funny. I would like that a lot. That'd be great. That'd be a little extra layer of depth that you don't usually see in Kamen Rider. I'd like that.
I'd love that if he's just the nicest guy ever, and then when he plays video games or becomes X8, he just trash talks and fucking styles all over everybody.
I don't think he plays multiplayer games. I think he just plays his little handheld NES device.
You can play handheld games online. It's the future.
I don't think Mighty Action X is online.
You don't know.
That's true. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be great if Mighty Action X was like a multiplayer game? Like, you could play it online?
A multiplayer platformer?
Yeah. There are a lot of multiplayer platformers.
Man, I guess.
Like Duck Game.
What?
Or Super Mario 3D World.
Alright, now you're speaking a little sense.
You never played Duck Game?
I never played Duck Game.
It's like a...
Oh, is that the one where you play as ducks and everyone's got hats? Everyone's got a different hat? Yeah,
and
I played
you,
Duck
like,
Game.
And you, kill each other with, like, a million different weapons.
I played Duck Game, yeah. I forgot about it.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, like, a multiplayer game, like a platformer game where you play as cats.
Okay.
And there's another one where you play as ants.
Okay, so there are lots of multiplayer platformers.
These are all, like, fucking Flash games and shit.
You know, one thing I loved about this episode that made me laugh out loud, like, I had to pause and laugh, was the very last shot. Is like this weird fourth wall breaking. Takeru's like, man, we changed the future. And then he turns to the camera and he's like, now it's your turn, kids. You changed the future. And everyone all crowds
Jumps
around
and
him.
And Javert has the most unnatural smile.
And that's it. That's Ghost. It freeze frames on that. And I had to stop. Like, I paused it and I was like crying in my chair, laughing so hard at that. It was like getting hit with a baseball from behind. Like, it was so out of nowhere. It was unbelievable. An unbelievable ending to an unbelievable show.
There's so much dumb shit in this episode, man. Like, when fucking Onari's like, I'm gonna reopen the investigations, the supernatural investigations thing, because now that the Ganma are gone, there's surely gonna be more supernatural stuff.
Business will be booming.
And I was like, what the fuck are you basing this on, you bald idiot? Like, now that the Ganma are gone, the only source of supernatural shit, of course there's gonna be more.
Maybe...
Is he, like, an exceptional individual?
I think he might be, you know, exceptional.
Oh my god.
You could look back and be like, hey, Onari, how many cases did you get over the last 6 months that didn't have something to do with Ganmas?
And he'd zero. Be like,
yeah, zero. Not one.
I guess the one that they just did had bugsters in it.
Yeah, hey, someone might have a bugster problem.
I wonder if there were, like, other Ganma just, like, fucking around in the real world that had, like, nothing to do with Ghost and, like, Drive and Double fought them and shit, since they all exist in the same universe.
That's true. They're all in the same continuity.
You know what's weird is, like, whenever strange shit happens in Kamen Rider, everybody's like, oh my god, this is so crazy, this is, like, so weird. wasn't the world taken over by robots that turns you all into fucking DNA data, like, 2 months ago?
The thing with Kamen Rider, and we've said this before, they're only canon to each other when they need to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's probably the slickest way to do it.
It's like, I think I said this as well, like, we're just repeating whole shit verbatim, that's how the Marvel and DC crossovers used to work.
Yeah.
They only existed in the same universe in the crossover, and that's it.
We should, if we're just repeating shit verbatim, let's just post last week's episode again.
Oh, we've never done that.
No one would ever. What kind of fucking idiot would make that mistake?
What type of fucking idiot named Liam would just post the same audio on a YouTube video from last week?
I don't know. A professional one.
A true professional.
Jeff,
this episode was dumb, Liam. I can't believe you liked it.
I really, other than the kid, I thought it was okay.
It was shit, man. It was ghost. I'm glad it's over.
I am glad it's over. I'll say that.
I've never been happier that a television show is over.
I was giddy watching this episode. Like, oh, it was the last 20 minutes.
This is it. I'm free. I'm free. It's crazy that my soul didn't just leave my body. I'm free.
Flying off to who knows where.
I've lived too long.
So the show is finally over and X8 starts next week and I can't wait.
I am excited.
It's gonna be sick.
My birthday is on Saturday. It's the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 2nd, X8 starts. So thank you for the late birthday present, John Toei.
Thank you. It's going to be sick.
I can't wait. Hopefully it doesn't suck dick, because if it does, Riot Club Radio's over. I'm not sitting through that whole fucking show if it's terrible.
I have a good feeling about this one. I've got a good premonition.
You can get Tamaz on. He could take my fucking place forever.
Okay. I'll do it with Tamaz. Everyone loves Tamaz.
Yeah.
Sure.
They like him more than they like us.
That's true. He's a popular guy. Jeff, are you
ready? Because he's only been on 2 episodes.
You ready for the news?
Yeah, tell me about some news. Okay. Ghost is over. Best news in the world!
Fucking breaking. Okay, first real bit of news. There is going to be a V-cinema of Ghost, so in case you didn't have enough of that...
Why did you just... I've never felt so deflated from hearing news. People were like, 400 died in a flood today, did you know that? And I'm like, oh, that's really bad. Ghost has a V-cinema coming out. Oh.
Oh, no. You thought Toei was done with you?
I don't have to watch it. That's the best part.
That's true. It's going to be about Spectre. It might be good. I mean, V-cinema's quality is usually independent of the actual show, so it might be good.
No.
But all I'm going to say is that over time, if it's a real crunch week for you and you have to drop something and you have to drop this, no one's going to complain, probably. So don't feel bad about it.
Do you think overtime, anybody at overtime listens to our podcast?
I don't think so.
They've never responded to our tweet, even.
Probably not. Kamen Rider, Movie Wars, Movie, Kamen Rider Drive, Kamen Rider Ghost Cross, Kamen Rider X-Aid is coming.
Drives in it?
No, that was a mistake. I'm sorry. That was a mistake. I'll try and cut that out if I can.
Yeah, good luck.
It's coming this December, and it's coming out, and we got some pictures of it. We got some set photos of it.
Yeah, they're very exciting.
They're riveting set photos. It shows some new forms we're going to see. It shows an X-Aid that looks like a ghost, and it shows Ghost wearing an X-Aid hoodie. So,
I wouldn't say he looks like a ghost.
He looks like black and orange.
He looks like Halloween.
He looks... Yeah, sure.
Maybe his... Wouldn't it be cool if his ghost form was the horror game form?
Oh, that'd be too cool.
That would be cool.
I wonder what...
It's mistakes into miracles, baby. Ghost makes the good form.
I wonder if it's just... Is it just going to be a Kamen Rider Ghost video game that makes the form, I wonder?
Maybe.
Is it going to be...
Then you can buy it and put it in your gachette player.
It's going to be fucking Kamen Rider, Rider Generation All... What's the fucking new one coming out? Rider Generation Genesis?
I lost track of this shit.
Whatever the newest Rider game that's coming out is, it's going to be that game. Fuck. I tried to make a joke, and I just fucking fell all over myself.
Hey, that's the Rider Club Radio game, baby.
That's what we have written above our office.
I tried to make a joke, and I just fell all over myself.
Mm-hmm. It's the way.
Well, how about some different news that isn't blurry set photos of a movie I don't want to watch?
We got some pictures out of XAID this week. Some scans. This is the fucking best thing ever. So in the show, we saw today that there were these bricks that he hits with his hammer and it gets a little power up. It turns out those are going to be in the show and they're going to be like a constant action set piece. So those are going to be, there's going to be one that makes him strong, one that makes him grow. There's a bunch. There's really
power-ups.
Power-ups.
As well as the blocks and shit. Not only blocks in this.
Fucking video game power-ups.
That's awesome. Kids today don't even know what that shit is. They don't have power-ups in games anymore.
They gotta pay for their power-ups these days.
Uh-oh. Well, not only blocks, but treasure chests and barrels are gonna be in it. Which is fucking amazing.
But that's... No. Think about this, though. Okay? You got blocks for platformers, treasure chests for RPGs. That's gonna be Brave's thing. And then barrels for shooters.
Yeah, barrels for shooters. Gotta have some exploding barrels in this
snipe.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's gonna be red barrel. I bet there's gonna be... Oh, boy. There's some red barrels in this show.
Oh, boy. Like I said earlier... There needs to be a red barrel that explodes when X-Aid's near it and it, like, harms him. So he learns and uses the red barrel next to an enemy. He fires at it and blows it the fuck up. Has to happen.
Brilliant. That'd be fucking brilliant.
This show seems to have some video game tropes down.
I like it. At least retro games. They got a lot of...
Yeah.
I'm glad for that.
I love retro games. So I'm all about it.
There's also a very clear form of Genom's level 3. He's got the bike armor on top of him.
Yeah, he looks dumb as fuck.
I love it. I love the idea of each wheel as like a pauldron. Oh, it looks great. And he spins them.
It looks better in the live shot than it does in the turnaround, but the turnarounds always look kind of dumb.
Yeah. They're always better in motion. Like, you see them in the actual show where they're supposed to be seen, at the angle and the lighting they're supposed to be seen at, and it looks much better.
Yeah.
Turnaround is just flat lighting, all that, and it kind of it drains out the excitement from it.
Very excited for X.
Very excited too. Also, Kamen Rider Laser is there. I swear to fuck, he's called Racer. Why is Laser the official romanization? Do you know?
I don't know about that. It seems like his name should be Racer.
It's because he's a motorcycle, right? He uses racing games.
Yeah.
Why would he be Laser?
I don't know.
Maybe we're being bamboozled.
I don't get it.
We'll have to, like I said, like usual, we'll wait for overtime. Overtime is going to be the final arbiter.
I want it to be Racer. I don't want it to be Laser.
It might be Laser. It might be Biclosser.
No! I will never accept Biclosser. Never.
It might be Kabuto Law.
Kabuto Law is great.
No, Kabuto Law sounds dumb.
It's great.
It sounds okay. It sounds okay on its own, but then you realize that it's a fuck up of Kabutoro, which sounds 10 times better.
Kabutoro does not sound better.
Kabutoro sounds way better.
Kabuto Law.
No, that's dumb.
It has law in it.
It sounds
it's fucking the evil organization in Street Fighter is Shadow Lu.
Yeah, we know about Shadow Law.
Law.
No, because Kabuto Law is two words mashed together. Kabutoro is a name of a sick bike. That's what it sounds
Whatever, you fucking dickless.
Get out of my fucking ass.
I'm... What?
Just keep speaking.
Well, I'm excited for Kamen Rider Racer. If it's Laser, I'll accept
it. I'll take it.
I still like Genom better than Genmu, though.
Yeah. I hope it turns out to be Genom.
It's probably Genmu.
We'll see. Knowing our luck.
Genmu probably means something. Genom doesn't mean shit.
Genmu probably means Ganma.
No. It is weird that they named him that, like, so close to Ghost.
Yeah, it's
Ganma, and now there's Genmu.
That's why I think it might be Genom, because Genmu sounds too similar to Ganma. That'd be like having a fucking Kamen Rider Die Pant right after Double. It just sounds kind of weird.
Die Pant.
It just sounds weird.
Alright, is that all for our news?
That's our news.
Well, that was a pretty good spread of news this time around.
Yeah, I had a couple stories, yeah.
Let's talk about Juojer.
Alright, let's talk about Juojer. This episode was good.
It was a good one.
This is the episode where Yamato wins over the whale.
Yeah, and he won over the whale exactly like I thought he was going to by protecting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, showing that he was the hero he is.
This show, I guess it doesn't matter to us personally, but the show keeps having good lessons for kids, which I approve of, and the one in this one is, don't fucking automatically expect someone to be your friend. Don't ever act like you deserve friendship. You earn it. You gotta earn it. You gotta
That is a great lesson, especially if the friend you want to have is a giant robot whale kid.
You probably shouldn't try and befriend that prematurely.
Yeah, it was a little... It's a little strange considering that, like, all the rest of the cubes were, like, bestest friends with the Juodras automatically.
But that's the fucking lesson, is you take it for granted. Don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
Even if you have it.
And I thought it was a cool little touch that Katas was, like, the first being that Cube Whale met, and he was partners with him immediately when he was created.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he doesn't trust anybody else.
Yeah.
Because he's only been partners with one person. He's only had one friend.
So it's weird that this robot cube goes through an arc in this episode.
Yeah. There wasn't an arc for any of the human characters on Ghost, but a fucking CGI cube whale has an arc in Juodra.
I liked this episode a lot because I liked all the shit with Mi-chan and Sayla. It was almost, like, as much as it was a Yamato episode, it was almost an episode for those two as well.
Yeah, it was. They went through something together, and they learned to respect one another.
That's a formula.
For who they are.
It's a formula that Juodra nails pretty well. It's just two people go through some shit, and they learn something about each other. And you just mix and match who the two people are and what the shit is, and you got a whole fucking 50 episodes.
It's like, Misao has become friends with most of the characters at this point. I think Amu is the only one left.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like having full episodes devoted to the same formula over and over again could get old, and apparently so did the writers, so they slipped this one in along with another storyline.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fucking genius idea.
It's utilitarian writing. It's very clever.
It's weird that we're praising a show for doing the basic shit that you do as a writer.
Wow, this show's got characters and it's got a story. Amazing. 10 out of 10.
I love how, like, convoluted shit's getting in this show, though. Like, people are turning traitor against other people.
There's villains with personal motives and hiding secrets from each other. And
the grand villain has finally showed that he, like, knows more than he's letting on, and he has, like, a big fucking plan.
He's got a memory pyramid or something.
Yeah, he's got a disc shaped like a triangle.
Yeah, something's going on there. There's evil. His plan is evolving constantly, which is very nice.
Yeah, he's no longer just doing, like, a blood game thing. He has some sort of an end goal now.
Which is very cool. I like that.
It's cool that it developed. He didn't just show up like, I have an end goal. It's to rule the world.
They stretch it out a little, just to make it interesting. They keep the villains... they string you along with the villains. And they got the Mega Beast Hunter Bungle in there just to shake stuff up. It's very clever.
Yeah, Bungle is very single-minded as a character at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's utilitarian writing as well. He's an obstacle.
Yeah.
Not just for the Juodras anymore. He's an obstacle for everyone. And he's like the third player on the board. It's the Juodras versus the Death Galeons, but Bungle's the third player, and now Kubar is, like, involved with him as well. There's all this, like, cross-pollination.
Mm-hmm. He's very much a wild card. That's what they did. They were like, well, his power with the memories thing got played out. There's nothing really else you can do with that. So they just turned him into a wild card. They just made it. They just started fucking with him.
There's a subtle moment in this episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where Genis-sama is talking about, like, how some people need to, like, focus on their plans more or whatever.
Yeah.
And he looks right at Kubar. So does he know that Kubar's trying to fuck him over already and he's just playing with it?
That's another thing. Speaking of Kubar, what we thought were... Remember a while ago, Bungle reads Kubar's memories and he says, I know who destroyed your home planet. And we thought, oh, it must be Kubar because he's so evil. But then Bungle today mentions that Kubar wants to get revenge on this person who destroyed his planet.
Yeah, I said that, dipshit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said it had to have been Genis. Because why else would he be working with Kubar? Or why would he be working with Bunglei?
Yeah. And the secret is that he knows. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
This show has some fucking great writing, and it has some great ideas behind it.
It's definitely
very, like, watching it sometimes I'm reminded very heavily of the fact that it's a show for tiny children.
It's at the ending is when they make sure to pound that point into your head.
Yeah, it's a little weird that, like, you get over some real emotional shit in the episode where the characters grow and become more rounded and fully fleshed, and then they start dancing.
It was the best in the episode where Yamato deals with his mother's death, and then it's like, hey, the animal was in the blue box. I love it. I love the juxtaposition.
It's the ending comes on, and I'm always slightly embarrassed at what I'm watching.
But don't ever be.
I love Jyoger so much.
It's such a great show.
Fucking love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. A little too many times you said I love it there.
I love it.
Okay, that's like four too many now.
I love the characters' interactions. I love that Misao and Leo still hate each other.
They haven't forgotten the development either.
Leo, they're like tsundere for each other.
Mm-hmm. They just
because Leo takes care of him when he's hurt.
Like their arc was just understanding that they have differences and they'll probably never get along. And as long as they both know the score, or they'll probably never like mesh fully as people. As long as they both understand that, they can get along.
Yeah, Liam and I had to learn that.
Yeah, it's true. We're always going to hate each
other. Liam has terrible, shitty opinions, and I have the best opinions for smart people.
Jeff,
did you like an episode of Ghost, Liam?
I liked a couple. A couple scattered episodes weren't so bad.
What a dipshit.
Look, Jeff, my opinion is...
What a dumbass!
My opinion is a very complex machine.
What a shitlick.
A big stupid monolith, just like what the one that Ghost has in his basement.
What a dumb dipshit son of a bitch.
Fucking face.
Yeah, my opinion is a big dumb blunt object, I get it.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
That was the true point.
Also, I fucked your mother.
I hope you treated her right.
Took her out to a nice seafood dinner and then never called her again.
You monster!
Why
don't we read some emails?
Yeah, let's read some emails.
Well, our first email is from Dewey Defeats Truman,
okay.
Who writes in all the goddamn time. Thanks, buddy.
Hello.
Ding dong, the ghost is dead. In celebration, I thought I'd ask about a time when Kamen Rider let you down. It was called Ghost.
Yeah, we just experienced it, yeah.
Can you think of any examples of a Rider series dropping the ball on a specific thing you wanted out of it? Can you think of any times a later series did it right? For example, the Roy Muzan drive were basically all I wanted out of the Phantoms when I watched Wizard. And not getting that back during Wizard was really frustrating by the end.
It's always weird when a show sells itself like a certain way and then fucks it up, and then the show that doesn't even try gets it right. Or like that isn't even trying to present itself that way.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fucked up.
They never go all the way in Kabuto with the worms and their, like, hidden identities and shit. Because it's not really a detective show.
Yeah, there's a lot you could do with the worm. And they do... There's a couple plot lines where they use that. But the true horror of the worms is never really fully explored. Like, the
true
fucked upness.
Yeah, that they can replace human beings and shit.
Yeah.
And I think Double does a really good job of, like, the... You don't know who's... a dopant and who isn't until the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
I think it does a really great job of that. And there was none of that in Kabuto. It's mostly just, like, you know who the worm is all the time.
Yeah.
That's the one that jumps to mind, but the show that disappointed me the most was Ghost.
For sure. Oh, 100%. But like, let's say...
We should probably cut that out of our answers, though, because... Everyone knows we hate Ghost.
Yeah, let's say Ghost is off limits, just for the sake of not having the most obvious answer.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, how many weeks has it been since I last mentioned Ryuki on this podcast?
Zero.
Can I talk about it again?
It has been 0 weeks since you mentioned Ryuki.
I love Ryuki like a brother. I love Ryuki like a father. It has some of the stupidest fucking plot arcs in all of Rider history.
It's true.
It's just, there's like two or three that are so fucking dumb. the worst among them, the worst offender in my eyes, is something straight out of CSI, where it's like these guys who make video games, and they make them all on Macs, because that was the licensing deal. And they also reenact the video games in an underground, like, Mortal Kombat fighting ring, and they, like, beat
each
other.
That is an actual episode of CSI.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's Law and Order SVU. It's stupid daytime crime procedural shit in my Kamen Rider, and it's so dumb. And it turns really... out... one of them turns out to be a Kamen Rider, but he's one of those arc riders I'm talking about, where, like, he is the arc. He's around, and then he's done at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's the whole arc is just fucking stupid. It's so fucking dumb. There's more I could talk about, but that was the one in Ryuki where, like, the whole way through it, I was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is this? Because it was especially, like, dropping the ball, because I loved the show up to that point, and I was like, oh god, I thought that might be the tipper where it starts to go downhill and get really shitty. Thankfully it wasn't. It was just like a few episodes that were garbo. But, oh boy, it scared me.
Every Rider series has a few episodes that are garbo.
Yeah, it's like a requisite. No matter how good it is, it's gotta have a couple shitty ones.
I'm trying to think of stuff that got picked up by a later series and was done right, but usually if something doesn't work, they don't really come back to it.
Yeah, it's harder off the cuff. There was one... I watched one O's movie where there was a scene where they lift the city up into a sky, and it didn't really work in that movie, but they brought it back in Ghost and made it work really well. They made Nobunaga do it. It was a lot better the second time. It looked really similar, too. I just saw the same shots and shit. It was, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how it looked exactly the same shot for shot.
They must have really carefully positioned the cameras to recreate the scene exactly.
Yeah, when they really lifted Tokyo into the sky, they got the camera shots exactly the same times.
They go all the way at Toei.
So I guess those are some decent answers.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't think I gave one, but oh well.
You gave Ghost.
The next question is from Ice Tyrant, who says, not a question.
Well, thanks, bud. You fucked it up already.
He talks a little bit about Red Sun, about the ending, which I'm not going to give away on here if anybody wants to read it, but he said he kind of liked it, though it lost him after a certain point.
Mm.
The ending did. He says, anyway, I finally got real into comics because of the episode where you guys started talking about the man who has everything. It was pretty great. So thanks, Jeff.
Hey.
You're welcome, buddy.
The man who has everything is really good.
The man who has everything is great. I like it a lot. It's one of my favorite Superman stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, All-Star Superman is my favorite Superman story.
Same here.
But for the man who has everything is probably number two. So I'm glad we got a guy into comics. That's pretty awesome.
That's great. Don't read new ones.
Yeah.
Every time I try to read it, I'll like, oh, someone says this run is really good. I'll pick it up, and I read it, and I'm like, oh, holy fuck.
This is shit.
They're so bad.
If you have some suggestions for us for a newer series that might be good, tell us about it. I think the newest series that I really loved, like absolutely loved, didn't even finish, and it was The Superior Foes of Spider-Man.
Oh, I heard that one was hilarious.
Which is fucking amazing. I love The Superior Foes.
I liked, usually if it's good, it goes downhill or ends. And I liked when Kamala Khan became Miss Marvel. There were quite
a
few
that went downhill
really good
after
issues
a while
at the beginning, and then yeah, it's like ooh.
The bullet train ran out of steam
after
a certain period of time.
Just how it is. That's comics.
Yeah, that's all comics, really. Nothing can be good forever if you keep it going.
Yeah,
it can just get good again after a while. But our next email is from James, who says, "The boar fest that is Ghost is finally over. Let us rejoice with fan mail."
I like that it's a fucking celebration. Like, everybody is on the same page here.
I know you guys don't care about toys. We do.
I love toys.
But I want to know what your guys' opinions on Dark Kabuto getting a Figure Arts renewal release and Game Natsumikan arms. This is a real thing. Look it up. It's from the SIC universe. Natsumi fuses with Kivala's power and a blank lock seed. I have no words, but hey, new female rider. The problem is, Natsumi is every new female rider now.
What?
Like, she's the girl from Decade.
Oh.
She is every new female writer now. You can't just have it be the same chick.
Well, they apparently they can.
I feel like they could be doing a Figure Arts renewal of literally anyone besides Dark Kabuto.
Did the Kiva one ever come out? I remember it getting announced. Or they announced that they were going to do all the main writers and Kiva was there. Did the Kiva one come out?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's been out yet. We're still waiting. They're going to really make us wait for that Kiva figure art.
I don't know how I feel about Guy Natsumi Can Arms, except Natsumi's a cutie pie, but it's time to go ahead and retire her as every female writer.
Natsumi. Is there a picture I can look at?
Yeah, if you look up Decade Natsumi.
No, the Natsumi Can Arms.
Oh, I don't know. Let's Google.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and oh my god.
What is up with the head?
SIC is weird enough, like, on a normal day. Yeah. I don't need this.
The funny thing about it is they tried to give these, like, really flared hips and thick thighs to make it look like a female.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looks like, probably should have thought of the character before I started a sentence.
Lucio? It's like Lucio. Yeah,
it does look like Lucio, but that's not who I was thinking of. It looks like Nazca. The dopant from Double. It has the same shape as Nazca.
That's disgusting.
What a wide pelvis.
Seriously.
But I think it looks dumb. That's my answer to that question.
Yeah. What about what's your thoughts on Dark Kabuto?
I already said, man, they should have made a Figure Arts renewal of literally anyone else before they did Dark Kabuto.
But he's cool.
He's alright, I guess.
I like
they did Kabuto, they did Gatak, and then they jumped right to Dark Kabuto?
Yeah, apparently fucking Drake is not in the rotation.
Why not Zabee?
No Zabee.
Like, I would fucking drop money on a The Bee Figure Arts renewal immediately. I wouldn't wait for it to go down in price.
You are a true pioneer.
I love The Bee.
And you're apparently also an oil baron.
James says, secondly, what are your guys' favorite first form use of a rider? My own is when O's first used Tajador in both the series and the crossover with Double. When it appears on screen, it says, I am awesome incarnate and you are screwed. Plush the Henson jingle, Time Judged All, sounds fucking cool. My other one is when Gaim first used Kachidoki arms.
Oh, that seems fucking great. In
suit form. It's weird at first, but when fought for the first time, like against the Kurokage troopers, it takes your expectation and completely destroys it.
That scene on the helipad was amazing.
That might be my favorite first use of a form, I don't know.
But you can't do it because he already picked it.
Yeah. He said, I hope you guys like X-Aid, and he sent us a picture of Deep Spectre getting styled on by Genmu. Thanks for that. He gave it a little undertitle. Get on my level, you Siscon scrub lord bitch.
Siscon. Speaking of Spectre, actually, after, but.
Yeah, what's your favorite first use of a form?
Oh boy, how many minutes has it been since I last talked about Ryuki?
Zero.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about
0 minutes.
Let's talk about Ryuki again. Ryuki Survive is one of my favorite scene, maybe in all of Kamen Rider, is the scene when he first uses Ryuki Survive, when he and Knight are fighting outside of the carnival. Remember that bit?
Yeah,
it's when Knight's girlfriend's disease is getting worse, and he's got to win right then. So he's like, "Fucking Shinji, I'm sorry, we're friends. We have to kill each other right now." And neither of them really wants to do it, but they're there and they're fighting each other, and it's this fucking brilliant scene. And they both have to use. He uses Survive, and Ryuki's got to use Survive to keep up. It's a great scene. Fantastic scene. It's very emotional. I don't want to give it away too much, but I love it. That's my favorite. What about you, Jeff?
Maybe the first time Agito uses Shining Form, and he's, like, in Burning Form, and he's, like, raging out, and he finds, like, the calm, and his form, like, breaks apart, and Shining Form, like, explodes out of it, and there's, like, heavenly light shining down on him, and then he just fucking obliterates the Lord he was fighting.
I'm still not done, Agito.
I just fucked it for you, I guess.
That's not a big deal.
I can't believe you're still not done. It's been like a year.
I'm still watching it regularly, semi-regularly.
Jesus, there's only like 50 episodes.
I know how to stretch that 50 out.
No kidding. Yeah, I'm going to say Agito Shining Form.
I got that to look forward to now.
I also like Blade King Form, though, although it's a little underwhelming.
The look is awesome of Blade King Form.
It's one of my favorite final forms ever. Yeah. I love it. And in a lot of supplementary material, they give it a cape, and I think that just puts it into the 10 out of 10 realm. The cape.
All it needs is the cape for the 10.
So, you were going to talk about Spectre?
Yeah, in this episode, my favorite part of this whole series happens. Spectre's talking to his sister on the bridge, and he says, "Hey, Canon, I think I'm going to follow my dad's footsteps," and all I could think about was the scene of his dad abandoning them.
I had the same fucking moment, where I wanted her to turn around and go, "You're going to leave me?"
You're going to put on a sick jacket and just walk off?
Yeah, I guess you have to watch the movie to get that. If you'd only watched the show like we had, is he just talking about abandoning his children? Is that how he's going to follow in his footsteps?
He's talking about how he's going to go and fucking buy the Blu-ray for Kamen Rider Ghost, the 100 Icons, and Ghost Fateful Moment.
There's something I didn't talk about on the last episode of Ghost, episode 49.
Okay.
Where the biggest, like, ultimate moment of the entire series... It has led up to this moment. Ghost is meeting with the Great Eye. He's meeting with the Great Eye, and he's getting his wish. The entire series has led up to this one moment. And there is a giant fucking flashing text advertisement over one half of the screen, blocking out both of their faces throughout all of it.
That's Japanese TV. They put text on the screen.
I was so taken aback by that. I was like, couldn't you have waited a minute?
Nope.
What did it even say?
I don't know. It might not have even been an ad. Maybe it was just like a fucking bad weather warning. There was an episode of Drive I saw where it was the rip they had, because they rip it straight from TV, obviously. There was a bit where it was just like a little beep. It was like, beep, beep. There's a fucking tornado coming. Thanks for the update.
I don't know what it said, but it couldn't have been more important than what we've been watching a series for 49 fucking episodes to see.
Maybe it was an Amber Alert.
I don't. Maybe. Actually, it could have said anything, and it'd be more important than Ghost. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
It could have said eat at McDonald's. Try our new dollar menu item.
I'd rather go have a dollar menu item than watch Ghost.
Our next email is from Timeline, who says, "Hey guys, I need some advice. Hopefully not advice about girls."
We'll see. I'm not good with girls.
No. "Is Hibiki worth watching? It's the only Heisei series I've not seen yet, but I failed to get through episode 1 twice because I found it so boring. Does it get any better? Also, do they ever stop flashing Japanese symbols on the screen in the middle of fight scenes?"
No.
That really drags me out of it.
No.
They actually do.
Well, I haven't seen all of Hibiki. I've seen little bits of it, but I liked it. And I liked
it. I like the shit flashing on screen a lot, actually.
Yeah.
But
I thought that was very endearing.
That stops about halfway through it whenever the switchover of the staff happens.
Oh, that's like episode 30-something? I haven't seen past then.
I think it's actually like 25 or 26.
Is it as early as in the 20s?
I don't remember, actually.
Oh, boy.
But the switchover happens at about the halfway point.
Yeah, roughly
and
around there.
They stop using the flashing shit on screen. The like characters change personalities. The whole plot line grinds to a halt.
I hear the show gets a lot worse after the retool.
Yeah. I'm rewatching. I didn't watch all of Hibiki. I've watched huge chunks of it.
Mm.
Like, I watched episode 1 through 11, then episode, like, 20 through 29, and...
What are you jumping around for?
I don't know. It was what I could get at the time, because I was getting them from fucking torrenting sites.
Oh.
And it was what was still available.
You desperate soul.
Metronome is doing subs for it now.
And yeah,
I've been following along with them. They've been doing it fairly slowly.
That's fine.
But I'm fine with that.
Subbing is a slow process.
It's just fun to watch the new episode when it comes out. I'm not worried about when it does.
Yeah. I didn't go too far into Hibiki because the subs that were out at the time were not that great.
No.
I watched bits and pieces. I thought it was pretty cool.
I gotta say that if you didn't enjoy episode one and you found it boring, you're probably not gonna like the rest of the series.
Yeah, it stays that way for most of it.
Yeah, it's not like a... It's kind of a low-key series compared to other Kamen Rider series.
That's what I liked about it. It wasn't too in-your-face. It wasn't too loud. Yeah,
it seems like a completely different show, and there's all those rumors that it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I feel like those got debunked.
I think that was a very common rumor a while ago, and I don't think it ended up being true, no.
Yeah, I think it got debunked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you didn't like the first episode, you couldn't even make it through it, you're probably not going to like the rest of it. I recommend it, definitely, but I like the first episode.
Just get ready for that second half.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We literally just received an email.
Well, like,
it just appeared.
Like 2 seconds ago?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It appeared 18 minutes ago from Hotshot, who says, "My question for this week is, what are you most excited about, / what are your concerns with X-Aid? Keep up the thing people are calling great work."
Some would refer to this podcast as good.
He's not calling it great work, but someone might.
I'm not going on the record, but...
What are you excited about with X-Aid?
Well, we've talked about what we're excited about. I want characters to be dicks. I want them to fight each other. I want shifting relationships. I want just characters that feel kind of real. Yeah.
I want characters that interact in a way that's believable and they have something to them besides, like, moving the plot forward.
Yeah.
Character conflict is cool. I want some characters to work together and, like, maybe some, like, shifting loyalties. Because I really enjoyed any time when Coda and Michi were working together in Gaim, because I knew it wasn't gonna last.
Yeah.
And, I'll leave it at that. But,
No spoilers.
I'm super excited to see some actual good choreography and fights. And the video game theme has got me fucking amped. Especially since I've seen how much effort they're putting into it.
Yeah.
I'm actually not annoyed with X8's dumb catchphrase either.
What was it again?
Let's clear it with no continues.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which I like. It's much better than "Watch my soul burn bright" or whatever the fuck Ghost said.
Ghost was cheesy. X-Aid's got a cool one. It's a catchphrase is fine if it's good. Drive's catchphrase was good.
What was his catchphrase again?
I'm gonna take you for a ride. You're coming along for the ride.
I'm gonna take you for a ride. That was his catchphrase, right?
Yeah, he sings the song. I guess if I'm worried about anything in X-Aid, it's that it's fucking shit. It's that it's Ghost again, I guess.
Yeah. I'm scared to death that it's just going to fall into all the same pitfalls that happened to Ghost. I'm scared shitless of that, actually. Like, there are things that have been shown to us that show that they're putting more effort into it this time around. But that could just be, like, the flash in the pan shit that you see in advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost looked like it was going to be good.
Yeah,
so.
Ghost looked like it was going to be great, but we don't know how that turned out.
I'm also, like, afraid that Kamen Rider has been getting dumbed down series by series a little bit.
Well, it has been.
It jumps around and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
It gets dumbed down series by series to be for younger and younger audiences, and I feel like they're slanting in that direction still, and I hope X-Aid doesn't become, like, brainless.
I think...
Ghost-style bullshit.
I think one of the reasons why I'm kind of excited for X-Aid is because a higher-up at Toei, Shirakura, actually came out and acknowledged that Ghost was shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was the one that, when Amazon's was coming out, he came out and was like, "Do you think Kamen Rider's interesting right now? I don't." Like, somebody, like, a person with power at the studio recognized the problem. So I think maybe, like, because, like, they keep aiming at younger and younger audiences. Toy sales are going down. Ratings are going down. The show is starting to sink.
Didn't Amazon's do far better?
Amazon's was good enough to get a second season. So
it's good enough to be brought across the fucking pond, the first thing.
Yeah, if ever there was a time for Kamen Rider to have a little shakeup, it's now. Amazon's proves that.
Speaking of Amazon's, the end of this episode had the weirdest fucking disjointed, completely tone-deaf Amazon's advertisement I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
They all were acting like the cast of Ghosts, and I'm like, you're not on that type of show. You can't act like that.
It's just an ad.
I know. It made me laugh so hard.
It was
especially
funny.
When
Mamoru,
I can't remember his name. It's been too long.
Yeah,
when Mamoru's like, "Does season two taste good?" And I fucking cracked up.
It was a good little in joke.
Yeah, hopefully X-Aid is better. I don't want a repeat of Ghost. That is the thing I want from X-Aid. It can be just decent. It can be just okay. As long as it's not mediocre or worse, I'm happy.
Yeah, same here.
And it's terrifying to me that, like, something that I'm so into just had such a terrible season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no promises that we're not going to get more of the same.
It's scarier than any ghost, that's for sure.
It's the real horror behind ghosts. Hopefully that answers your question. I'm excited for X8, though. I really am.
Me too.
Which is what's going to be worse. Like, the worst part of it's going to be how excited we are when it turns out to be shit.
Mm.
And our hopes and dreams are crushed yet again.
Oh, well.
So I think that's all the talking we have this week for our podcast audience.
Yeah, I'm fresh out.
Well, you can follow us on Twitter, @ Ryder Club Radio, or you can send us an email, RyderClubRadio@gmail.com. And hey, if you like Star Trek...
Oh, fuck off.
I'm on another podcast called M-Class Podcast with Josh Henderson from Continue, the YouTube show. I'm riding his coattails to fame, motherfuckers.
Jeff's grown beyond me, yeah.
We only have 90 fucking viewers at this point.
It's all right.
Ryder Club Radio actually has a bigger audience.
Good.
But if you like Star Trek, we actually got that one on iTunes. I don't know what the fuck happened with this one.
I don't know.
But we do have to pay money to host it.
Oh,
so.
No. So you better listen to it.
Yeah, you better listen to it or I'm going to be in the poorhouse after a certain period of months. We have a podcast on Star Trek The Motion Picture and one on Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan.
So check those out if you've seen either of those.
Also, if you follow Ryder Club Radio on Twitter, you'll see that Liam and I stream sometimes. We stream video games, and every now and then I get a stray hair to just stream something. It doesn't matter what. And I invite everybody to come and hang out at the Sync Tube. Man, we need to do another, like, big Sync Tube of a Ryder movie.
Yeah, we should.
We'll figure that shit out.
Whatever.
We'll get back to you on the Twitter, @ Ryder Club Radio.
You already plugged it, like, 5 minutes ago.
@ Ryder Club Radio.
Okay, well, good night, everyone. Goodbye.
@ Ryder Club Radio.
Someone stop him.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
for X-Aid.